Yesterday, your protection that we enjoy your blessings of favor. Lord, we thank you very much for spiritual blessings in the services of last week. Lord, we have come again this morning to your table. And Lord, you have started to feed us with the bread of life right from the Sunday school. We thank you very much. We thank you for the worship service. We thank you, God, for special numbers. We are grateful, we are thankful to you. Dear Lord, we commit ourselves into your hand as we have gathered again around your table. Lord, because you have commanded your prophet to store these things there because we have need of it. And since we have been making use of it, it has been doing our souls good and making us ready for the rapture. As it is written in your word that when we shall see you, we will be like you. Master Jesus, as we continue to feed upon the same, Lord, may you continue to transform our lives. Amen. Lord, to make us like you exactly. Amen. Thank you, Eternal Father. Amen. Heal the sick and the afflicted today. Amen. Baptize those with your spirit. Amen. And refill those already filled. Meet each one of us at the point of our needs. Give us physical strength. Give us spiritual strength. Amen. Take away weakness and tiredness. Amen. Keep us alive and alert, O God. Amen. Thank you, Master Jesus. Your servant in Sapele, we pray you, your grace will rest upon him. May you expand and anoint him and give him the strength he has in your Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Also, your servant in Bakata, may your grace stand for him. At the end of today's service, I may have every cause to bless your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Well, don't mind my voice. It's been like that for some days.
To have been for our job here.
I get is the weather.
We have to adjust in low power.
But it will clear well.
Why are you like that?
Yeah. We got to be in service in season and out of season.
I got to one who said, "Oh no, lakoko to war."
Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. My Lord, come by. Speak to me, my Lord, come by. come back here. I am listening, Lord, come back. I am listening, Lord, come back. I am listening, Lord, come back. Oh, Lord, come back. Power over the potter, but is the power, is the potter that has power over the clay to make it vessel of honor or otherwise. We are asking humbly this morning, make us vessels of honor. Lord, may none of us be any vessel of destruction. Let your mercy find us. Let your grace find us. Show your mercy unto us, Father, and bless us as we hear your word. In Jesus Christ, I will pray. Shall we rise?
As I chapter
12.
We will be Isaiah.
Is it? No. 14, I meant to say. 14 from us. 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground with this wicked nations? Thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven.
What will you correct me?
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. All right. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto
you,
that it be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Who
opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Gbogbo ti a pe ni Ọlọ́run tàbí ti a ń sìn tó bẹ́ẹ̀ tí ó jókòó ní tẹ́ẹ̀lì ọlọ́run tí ó fi ara rẹ̀
hàn
pé ọlọ́run ni ó.
Revelation chapter 2.
Wé fún orí kejì.
Hope your feet is not aching yet.
Ṣé ẹsẹ̀ ò tí bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ròyìn o?
Verse 13.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá báyìí.
I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth.
Mo ṣe rẹ ati bi ti won gbe ati bi ti won gbe ni bi ti satani wa ati pe iwo di oruko mi mu sisin ti won ko si se igbagbo mi ile ojo won ni yi ti antipa ki se olooto ajeriku ni ani ti won pa ninu yin laarin ni bi ti satani pe.
We have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat in sacrifice unto idols, and to commit fornication.
Why me ma? I mean, we can't really see all. It's only see one me. I want to die. For Balak, money be. And it's to call Balak. Let's move. We must say, what's your job? We said it. At last, jail. We must pay. We must see Orisha. At last, we must see Abiri.
So as thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọ́n sì ní àwọn tí ó gba ẹ̀kọ́ àwọn Nicolaitani pẹ̀lú ohun tí mo kórìíra.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word.
Jẹ́ kí olúkọ akọ́fin kò sí kàrọ rẹ̀ yí o.
God bless you, can please be seated.
Ọlọ́run pín ẹ lè jókòó báyìí.
And this is not working well. So we've been on this topic. Maybe this will be the like either 10th time or
thereabouts.
On the topic of the revelation of the man of sin. And we have gone quite far. I only make a little reverse, then we move forward. A little summary of the immediate past. The sermon before the last ended when we were talking about the four empires. As the prophet interpreted the dream of
Nebuchadnezzar.
Then last Sunday, we went further to look at what one of the emperors said to back up their reason for using force against the true Christians. You know where the major division started. After two apostles went to Rome to preach the truth to them, and they accepted it, and they were there for some years. And then there arose some divisions among them, altercations between the Jews. Not Jaguru.
That's
what you put here. I don't think it's Jaguru. All right.
Violent agreement.
Violent agreement is not Jaguru. Jaguru is physical box. I make I show you the practical of it.
No, please don't do that. Don't do that, sir.
Oh, maybe if you did it, if you really understand the theory. Stripe. No, this is not stripe. It's teaching you, it's just to teach you. Remember the dream that I made, the vision of Brabra or dream?
Oh.
It's better that I came to call this something. See, I just. God just told him to bypass that one. So we'll bypass this one.
Amen.
God bless you.
So that makes the people to be banished from Rome. And these Jews is part of them that brought the truth to them, that was teaching them the truth. And when they were driven away, it remained only the Roman natives in the church. And those natives haven't been grounded in the truth, because there is also nobody who is there to instruct them and guide them aright. And there is no written epistles also that they can be reading through. So because of that, worldliness enter inside. And they begin to copy the Roman things. When you are in Rome, be like a Roman. And being that Romans are idol worshippers, brought in the idolatry to the church. And by the time the brethren that brought the truth came back after so many years, the church was polluted with idolatry, and they talked to them, "This is not what we brought to you." As at that time, they did not yield. That made these brethren to leave the place and then go and establish another church now, where they could preach the truth, still in Rome. That is how there is second church in Rome. And from that second church, where they flourished, the third church also came up. So the second and the third church in Rome, they were standing for the truth. But the first church in Rome became the first denomination. That is what grew up today to be Roman Catholic Church. And this Roman Catholic Church, because they are back up with government, they were using everything to persecute the true people. They want them to come and join them back in their error. They now take that error as the truth. Just like Catholic Church have today, what they are holding is what they believe to be the truth. They spend a lot of money to produce a Reverend Father. And, well, let's leave that for now. So the prophet said last Sunday, as we read, that one of them said that it is not bad to use love to speak to the people by teaching to bring them to the truth. Say, but where that fails, that one can use force and give Jesus Christ as an example. That's his personal opinion, though. That when Jesus called Peter, Matthew, Philip, Nathaniel, Andrew, he just called them by name with word, and they followed. He said, but when he came to Saul, which became Paul, because of his stubbornness, that Christ has to dash him to the ground. After that one blinded his eyes,
followed you.
So he gave that as the example of Christ using force to bring conversion. And therefore he said, it is if And he said, Christ himself even said, go to the highway and edges and compel them to come in.
He
said, so nobody should find fault with being compared. So that is his new gospel. So that is what they use as scripture to lay the foundation for using force. Or anyone that does not see eye to eye with them, that they must use force to bring them back. Now there is freedom of religion, and there should be. If what you are believing is the truth, you just preach it and leave the rest. You can't go to the street now and be forcing everybody and you must come to our church. That is wrong. We don't preach church. We just preach the word. And when this word is preached, wherever a deposit of this word is in the heart of the people, the deep, when it calls, it will, the deep respond to it. It's like magnets. If you carry a magnet and carry it to where there are ions, they will stick to each other. That is how the gospel is. But the prophet said, I could be young and all the hair of my head black, and yours the same. And I'll be preaching the truth of the gospel to you until all my hair turn white and even fall off on account of age. Except God reveal to you what I'm preaching, he said it will do you no good. It will be like just somebody pouring water at the back of a cup.
Right.
Now we knew how that Attalus fled from Babylon to
Pergamos
and set up his kingdom outside the Roman Empire. But when he came to the turn of Attalus
III,
he willed that kingdom to
Rome.
Then Julius Caesar, who was the Roman emperor then, then he took both the kingdom, physical and spiritual, and became the head of it and made himself priest king. And that is where the OT begin to form into what we are seeing today. We are in
Cap
and the rest and the rest. Now the prophet said, from his own time, some of his successors, they continue with the title. One of them rejected it, but the Pope now took the title. Yes. The Pope took that title of priest king. Pontiff Maximus. Then we went before that to talk about the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which we are not yet through with it. But where we spoke from,
that is all.
The major problem here is titles and hierarchies. Yeah, they have the understanding
that a bishop has jurisdiction over the elders.
Yeah, our bishop would need a
because in the time of rapport,
elders
are ordained in every city to take care of the churches. Which actually means a minister.
But
when the title of bishop, they now, this time around, they interpreted it that he has more authority than elders. So the bishop of this church here wants to rule over the elder of this church in this place, and the elder of this one, and the elder here, and the elder here. Then they begin to have those hierarchies. And the prophet said, the thing went further until it became the hierarchies were increased. We read last week. We have the bishops. Our bishop is archbishop.
Over archbishop is cardinal.
Over all the cardinals is the pope. Below the bishops are reverend fathers.
Reverend father, they are the
parishioners of local pastor, if you call it like that. I knew when Bishop Alafa Job was still just Bishop of Ibadan. I don't know his present title now, whether he has become a cardinal. I know he has become archbishop since. After that,
he become
a cardinal. Nigeria can never produce a pope. This last one, then Africa too, I say that they will produce a pope. For where? One cardinal from Ghana was also
woman.
I look at you and say, you are just joking. So at the end of the day, it was a pope from America, United States of America, which is according to prophecy, which was what gave back to these topic we came back again to examine. Because a question was asked that a pope was elected in America, what does he cause us to be jubilating so much? Then we now have to trace from the beginning. Beginning of the man of sin, and we are tracing it to the end. And we have reached a good point. God bless you.
All of you.
Where we stopped last year was page 199 here, the last paragraph. Now this Constantine doctrine. You see that I have set a record. Now this Constantine doctrine, this rule that was established in the church, did not hit it off too well with a lot of people, for they could read the old epistle or essay on the word written by some godly person. So what did the church do? It excommunicated the righteous teachers and burned the scrolls. When they discovered that for people to have access to the writings, like what we call for sermon book today, that is making individuals in the church to understand what they don't want them to understand. Then
Those who are teaching, who are teachers, who are like preachers and teachers among them, they have communicated them and they burn the scrolls. You know, we passed that area last week, but let's continue here. They said it takes a special education to read and understand the word. Why even Peter said that many things Paul wrote were hard to understand. You see, they are using this word now to prove their point that you cannot understand. So don't read. Up to today, Catholic Church, they don't read Bible. They don't read Bible. They only go to church to let the priest read. And that is what he wants to read. He will not go and read where it is against fornication, adultery, drunkenness. He will not read all those areas. In fact, to begin with, I think now they have their own Bible, so perverted that you hardly know that this is Bible. So they are the only one now that want to be reading. Ladies should not read. Having taken away the word from the people, it soon came to the people listening only to what the priest had to say. And doing what he told them, they called that God and his holy word. They took over the minds and lives of the people and made them the servants of a despotic priesthood. Now, if you want proof that the Catholic Church demands the lives and minds of men, just listen to the edict of Theodosius 10. Theodosius' first edict. Said this edict was issued immediately after he was baptized by the first church of Rome. We, the three emperors, will that our subjects steadfastly adhere to the religion which was taught by Saint Peter to the Romans, which has been faithfully preserved by tradition, and which is now professed by the pontiff. Damasus of Rome and Peter, Bishop of Alexandria, a man of apostolic holiness, according to the institution of the apostles and the doctrine of the gospel, let us believe in one Godhead of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, of equal majesty in the Holy Trinity. If you use grammar to analyze that one, it can't work. Three people, they cannot have equal majesty. Let's continue. We order that the adherents of this faith be called Catholic Christians. We brand all the senseless followers of the other religions with the infamous name of heretics and forbid their conventicles, assuming the name of churches. Besides the condemnation of divine justice, they must expect the heavy penalty which our authority, guided by heavenly wisdom, shall think proper to inflict. Now, this is how evil spirit, Satan himself, continue to inspire these people to torture God's children. And what is the aim? To silence the truth. Just to eradicate the truth. How can you eradicate truth? The truth is God himself. In the Old Testament, when Satan entered inside Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, when she brought her idols, they silenced all the true worshippers of Jehovah God, that everybody run and took cover. He got to a point. Elijah said, I am the only one. But God told him, you are not the only one. But I still reserve for myself 7,000 that never bow down into Baal. This is out of millions. Seven thousand plus one, making 7,001. All the other millions, idol worshippers. It was so terrible. Okay. One day, God just wanted a shoulder. Now Elijah told Ahab, go and gather all Israel. Let them meet me at Mount Carmel. And gather, bring all the prophets of Baal. Let's meet there. They all came. And Elijah said, how long do you people want to hold between two opinions? A nation that started with serving one God, now it has become serving one God secretly and idol everywhere. See, I am still for the true God. But let us prove. If the God I'm serving is the real God, then forsake yours and let us follow it. But if Baal is God, then I will join you to follow it. They were looking at him. He said, let us do this thing here now. There is two blocks here. You take one ram or whatever. You take one. I will take one. Set up your altar. I will set up my own. None of us will use anything to light. The God that will answer by fire, let it be the God among you. The people say you have well said. Each time I reach that place, it's always dumb on me that it's likely there's no enchantment at it. They used to use it to bring fire. It's likely that they have experienced such things in the past. And they believe that Elijah doesn't have what they have. Not knowing that God has shown him a vision of what will happen here. They spent several hours on their own, caught themselves with something blood flow everywhere. While they were doing that, it was mocking them. It's likely that your God is sleeping. So you have to shout so that I can wake up. When they scream for some time, he came close again. It's like he might even be traveling or pursuing somebody. So you have to put more effort so that you can come back and come to this situation. They do until they were tired. When it was getting towards evening, he said, "You have tried. You have tried. Let me also." Then he repaired the altar and told the people, "You who are here, but so that you remove doubt from your heart, that have not hidden fire there. Use your hand to go and fetch water and pour it. These are people that are already tired. They went to fetch water and pour. Say, go and fetch the second time. Hypocrite. Go and fetch the third time. Pour water. The Bible says the trench that was dug around were filled with water. Say, they were not. Hey! Now, say, this today, the thing will be drawn. Because even though we could do put fire, this man. Inside this water, fire cannot come out. They were surprised. Elijah didn't touch you with his hand. He just stand there and said, "Oh Lord God of heaven, let it be known that I have done all this according to your word. Say that these people's hearts will be turned back to you." Because there are three groups present there. There is Elijah standing for the true God. There is a prophet of Baal trying to counter this one. And then there is all Israel there as a witness to see who is the true God to follow now. As he made that table like that, he beat. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. The Lord is. Catch all of them. Don't let any of them escape. Slay everybody. When Ahab went to go and tell Jezebel, all your prophets, Elijah has killed all of them. Then Jezebel swore. The gods do so to me and more. By this time or tomorrow, the head of this man cannot see on his neck. You can make mouth. You can execute. Until God says, okay, you can do it. Yeah, you can do it. The truth is the truth. The prophet said it could come down to only one person believing the truth. But every time, God must have a witness. He must have. Amen. The 15 penal laws that this emperor issued in as many years deprived the evangelicals of all rights to the exercise of their religion, excluded them from all civil offices, and threatened them with fines, confiscation, banishment, and even in some cases, death. Then the prophet said, "Do you know what? We are headed right that way today." The right to preach will still be withdrawn from us. A day is coming that they are going to quietly come and be joining our service to see what we are preaching. And if a man is filled with the Holy Ghost, he will not change his topic because he saw a visitor come inside. He will only speak as the Spirit gives him utterance. Maximum is to kill somebody. That's all. That's the maximum. People die every day. They die in sin. They die in shame. They die in disgrace. For somebody to die for the truth, the next second is in another body. Praising God and rejoicing. Yes. Amen. The prophet said, this kind of place, they will use them to store ammunition or drinks. That we can't fellowship. This time that we are asked to see come and fellowship is good for you to come. But if you don't come, a time will come you will desire you will not see. The Roman Catholic Church calls herself the Mother Church. She calls herself the first or original church. That is absolutely correct. She was the original first church of Rome that backslid and went to sin. She was the first that organized. In her was found the this and then the doctrine of Nicolaitanism. No one will deny that she is a mother. She is a mother and has produced daughters. Now a daughter comes out of a woman. A woman robed in scarlet is sitting on the seven hills of Rome. She is a harlot and has born daughters. Those daughters are the Protestant churches that came out of her and then went right back into organization and Nicolaitanism. Are we following? This mother of the daughter churches is called a whore. Alright. That is a woman who was untrue to her marriage vows. She was married to God and then went off fornicating with the devil. And in her fornications, she has brought forth daughters that are just like her. This mother and daughter combination is anti-world, anti-spirit, and consequently Antichrist. Yes, Antichrist. Amen. Now the prophet is putting knife inside the thing now. The other day, we read here when the prophet said, yes, just the paragraph before the doctrine of Nicolaitans. I read, it's a middle of the paragraph. Okay. And in Revelation 17, God does not any longer refer to Pergamos as Satan's seat, nor does he say that is where Satan dwells. No, the throne room is no longer in Pergamos, but it is mystery Babylon. It is not in Babylon, but in mystery Babylon. It is a city on seven hills. His head is Antichrist, for he has usurped the position of Christ, who alone is mediator and who alone can forgive sins. Yes, Pontiff Maximus is with us today. And then the prophet is bringing him here of the all. Let us read the scripture since we are already getting to this place now. Revelation. Let's start first Revelation 13. From verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto thee, unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? Now, this beast, remember when we started this teaching, that we read in Genesis 3, that serpent was the most subtle of all the beasts that God made. You remember that? Then we went further to also understand that that beast was then incarnated by Lucifer. You follow me to this point? And this Lucifer, after he has entered into that beast, which that beast was an upright creature, the Bible said, closer to man than chimpanzee, it could talk and it could reason with human beings. And at that time, his seed, can, and did mingle with human. It was this beast that was standing upright, that incarnated Lucifer, that had a fear with Eve, that led to the pregnancy of Cain. So the father of Cain is Lucifer. Now, that is the beginning of this beast. At the ending of the ministry of the prophet, he made a statement that when he come back, he was telling the church that he was coming to preach a sermon. The beast at the beginning, the beast at the end. All that he ever said in that sermon, he had already said it in all his messages. He only wanted to come and gather it together as a sermon and present it. But all of them are there. It was beast in the beginning and beast at the end. Now, the movement is what we have been studying and following since. And we are getting to the point now where you are going to see how it is very striking. Amen. We have followed it gradually. The beginning of Satan's seat was Babylon, formed by Nimrod. From that place we move. It was located in Pergamos. And then we have seen it that it has left Pergamos also. And it has gone back to Rome. And when he got to Rome, Rome was now a pagan, of course, Rome was a pagan something. A pagan, nation. Now, by the coming of the true religion to Rome, through the disciples, then a window was created for Satan to intrude into the church when these Jews were banished from Rome. The history said for 13 years. So these disciples came back, not even immediately after the confiscation was removed. They were away for about 20 years thereabout. We have read it past. So now when they came back, the church defended has become a church of idolatry. They do everything to bring them back to the truth. They could not. We read of Apollo that came about 1,500 miles. Or Polycarp, sorry. Thank you. That came about 1,500 miles to come and plead with these people. And he pleaded with them. They refused. And the prophet said, while he was leaving the place, that the spirit spoke from his mouth, spoke from his heart, and said that Ephraim, a joint to our idols, leave her alone. In other words, the church, God is telling Polycarp that this church is no more my church. It is now church of idol. Leave them alone. Then the brethren that came, they went to find another church. They went to start another church, the second church in Rome. They formed another one also, true church. Then persecution from this other side coming. If you look at from Genesis to Revelation, you will see that this seed of Cain, they are always against the true seed of God. Every generation always against the true seed of God. Did they ever do anything for Cain? He didn't offend Cain at all. Only that individual of them offered sacrifice to God. And Cain discovered that of Abel was accepted and his own was rejected. Say what? My own sacrifice rejected. Yours accepted. Then, be that God will not have anybody to sacrifice to. It's Louis, brother. God ask him question. Where is their brother, Abel? He was the first person to ask God question back. Am I my brother's keeper? Which type of question are you asking me? Am I my brother's keeper? But God has a reason for asking that. He said, if you have done well, wouldn't you have been accepted? Look at what your brother did. Since you know that his own was accepted and your own rejected, you should have just copied the answer And I will mark it correct for you. Not a serpent seed. Serpent seed does not believe in repentance. They don't believe in restitution. It is what they will do. They are what they will do. If everybody in the world prove them wrong, they will stick to their God. That is the nature of serpent seed. All through the ages, that is, you will never see the seed of God do anything at all. So this one, they will just, without any cause, be annoyed, be angry that God is happy with this one, that God is blessing this one. Why must I be annoyed if God is blessing somebody? Why must I be annoyed if God is happy with somebody? May God have mercy upon us. Let's go ahead here. Verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in them. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. You watch that verse 8 very well. It is not the people whose names are written in the book of life. It is the people whose names are written in the last book of life that will not worship him. Right. He said, all that dwell upon the earth, all shall worship him. The prophet said, how do you worship Satan? When you believe a lie, you are worshiping Satan. The mark of the beast, the prophet told us, of course, the scripture is in the hand and in the forehead. And interpreted it to us that to have the mark on your head, it is to take the doctrine of the beast. And to have it in your hand is to do his will. When you swallow his doctrine, when you believe his doctrine, then you will carry it out. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and his face as a dragon. Now, we will still come back here and see go more details. But I only want to extract something. That's why I'm not reading as I'm reading now. But this verse 11, as we are reading here, he said, another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and his face as a dragon. The prophet said that the United States of America. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. What was the first beast? Rome. His deadly wound was the Roman pagan empire. When it was healed now, it became the Roman papacy. So this beast here of verse 11, is making the people now, he get to a position of authority now to be able to make people to obey the first beast. That is why you see all that is happening. That is why Trump is in the White House. There has never been a president. I'm not saying he is the one that will be there until everything will be fulfilled. But all this is gra-gra. Has never happened in the U.S. before. Some are calling him madman. I don't know. But somehow, maybe God has something he wants to do with him. Because a God that set up kingdom is the one that brings them down. When anybody fulfilled the purpose of his being there, he leave the place. Let's continue. And if and he dwelt great wonders so that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had a wound by a sword and did live. The image is already in place. The image of the beast is the World Council of Churches. As at now, it looks as if is operating quietly, but a time is coming that this issue of force that we read before from the seven churches is what we are coming to finally. Force. There have been some attempts before, but it did not thrive because it was not time. Today, about 25 years ago, I read in a publication, they are already been talking about ministers who can preach, the qualifications and things. They must vet what we want to preach. We thought the time was maybe ripe at that time. But the thing went silent again because it's not yet time. When the time is here, nothing stops all those things. You can't do gra-gra with them. Right. Verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. You know that these are terminologies. Life here is not the life you give to human being. No. Give life to the image of the beast is for is to make the thing be to be active. The support. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The prophet said that when this thing will come, he said many preachers in the evangelicals, they will say that they will worship God under the system. They don't know what they are already inside. But there will be some few people still. Though they will not go in the rapture, they are not the bride though. That they will refuse on certain things, they will die for their faith. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. I've just talked about that. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. No one time they say, if they say you should bring your hand, that they want to write CCC there, that don't allow them to write anything. Kana people. Kana people. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That is the number of this beast. The same beast that started from the beginning, that got to this place, is coming to a time that we have a number. And that number is 666. But he said, let the one that has wisdom count the number of the beast. Where in the world will you go to go and start counting a number? God, in his infinite mercy, he did something through education. Because for no just cause, for no reason, do they introduce to us Roman numerals? You tell me why. Why do they introduce Roman numeral in the school? It is because the Lord has need of it. So, okay, let me. The prophet said, I want to connect this now with this chapter 17. Then I read a quote. If I don't even read, I will just give you on the blackboard. 17. Right. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying, say unto me, come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great hall that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of our fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of name of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now the prophet told us that in the Bible, the church is regarded as woman, female, just like the bride of Christ also. So here now we are. The Bible is saying that he wants to show the mystery of this all.
Great all.
And this all is sitting upon many waters. And this all, and he saw a woman, this person saw a woman that start on a scarlet colored beast. Prophet said this color, this scarlet means royal. It depicts wet. Let's go ahead first.
That is what, you...
what verse? Verse 14. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the heart. Let me pause. When we were talking about the migration of Satan, the last movement was we saw him now leaving Pergamos. Came to Rome, and then from this Rome now, we now hear that he is now a mystery Babylon, not in literal Babylon. He started from literal
Babylon,
and that literal Babylon thrived until the middle of the Bible. That's where the children of Israel were taken captive to. So the last state of this beast now, of this Satan, it is mystery Babylon. So it's not going to be a literal city you can locate like that. It is mysterious. And it's because of that the Bible is using all these symbols. It says, oh, city of many waters. Then it will narrow it down to seven hills. That is set for seven hills. Let's finish the reading. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. That beast was in Genesis. He got a time that you almost you know hear of it. All of a sudden, he ascended out of bottomless pit. And it will go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life, from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. And here is a mind that which art wisdom. This is another gift of wisdom in operation again. The seven heads are seven mantles on which the woman sits. Remember this. Remember this. Remember, I say, oh. Then we. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen. One is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. God says, those are succession of popes. And the beast that was and is not, even is the eighth, and is of the seven, and went into perdition. And the ten horses which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. Those are earthly kingdoms now. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse seated, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. That is the interpretation of this. And I will tell you why the I will read the statement of the prophet for you. And the ten us, with thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hear the all, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burnt her with fire. That's when their eyes open now. For God has put in their minds, in their hearts, to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. That woman that is called a whore is a city and is reigning over the kings of the earth, nations. Now the prophet said that a whore, just like the Bible talk about the bride as a woman, clean woman, virgin. This is an unclean woman. That is the last honorary word you can use for an unclean woman. A whore. And the scriptures we have read talk about her having daughters. Those daughters are harlots also. The four principal will use proverb to scatter us from here. Let's go. Yes, I want to read one statement here. Amen. Now the prophet said, this one you may not, because I jump leave front to go and read this statement. But if you get it,
I will read just a paragraph here now. It's under Thyatira Church Age. Now let us get over here in Revelation 17 and see this woman, the church, who is living on false prophecies and not the word of God. In verse 1, God calls her the great all. It's a church. You see the word the prophet used there. Small C church. Just bring it small. Yes. See, that's all right. And see this woman, the church. Small C church.
Okay.
All right. Who is living on false prophecies and not on the word of God? In verse 1, God calls her the great whore. Why is she a whore? Because she is in idolatry. Now, you remember their beginning in the church of Rome. You remember where? She has caught the people up into the same thing. What is the cure for idolatry? The word of God. So this woman is a whore because she has left the word. There she is sitting upon many waters, which means multitudes of people. The prophet says, this surely has to be the first church because the church of God is small. But this one is sitting on multitudes of people. When you talk of Catholic faithfuls, like the other time I said, it's between 1.4 to 1.6 billion currently that are Catholic. Catholic faithfuls. But when you talk about the real bride of Christ, let me use a very big figure. I don't think we can get 1 million. The word of the prophet is scary. You see, I wonder if a dozen will make it in this age. That's 12. Because of the way he see everybody going. Yes. People don't like to hear the truth. They say it's too hard. They don't want to hear the truth. They run away from it. And in some places, some people have made up their mind what they will do. No matter what to preach. No matter what to preach. If you like, put your head down. Raise up your leg. This is what we will do. Yeah, those spirits exist in our churches. They exist. Like Judas was in the church of Jesus Christ. All his preaching, all the miracles, all the signs, all the wonders, the prophecies did not remove one ear from his body. He remained Judas. Gehazi was living right in the same roof with the prophet. Syrian captain come and receive healing. He has covetous spirit. One day, never called the prophet. Pray for me about this problem I have, so that I can leave me.
You think it will be Jacob that will be living with a prophet who will not have cry out? The only day he met with an angel, I said, you are not going. You are not going. You are not going anywhere. The day is breaking. That's the very day. I want the day to break. They will meet both of us here. If you want to go, you don't want to be seen, then do something. Change my life. I told you I'm a deceiver. I say I'm a liar. I say I'm a supplanter. I can't continue like this. I've done it for so many years. It's not helping me. Now I'm facing death. I can't continue from here. But Gehazi was there in the house of the prophet. Ordinary covetous spirit. He could not ask that the prophet pray for him. And he has seen this prophet raise the dead. Or he carried the leprosy of Nama. That spirit was not satisfied. So the bride is small, but the church is large. Now, forget about Muslims. Muslims, they are offspring of Catholic Church. They have almost five things in common. Yes. They both can't beat. They both pray for the dead. When they are to pray, as Catholic we bow. Bow. They say when they come, they also bow. They go down, they knock the head down. It is still the thing they carry from Catholic. Those roads are no problem at all. One hand by no man support he, what they don't have any stand. They don't have any stand. Their beliefs are rotting before. They use 11 months to sin. Do 1 month of reformation. They do 30 days fasting. Catholic, they are something do 40 days. The same they say. That's a month. They will say that it's a holy month. All the other months. On holy months. A religion like that.
Yes.
Me, I will prefer to go and live like a devil and enjoy life to the fullest. I know that when I die, I'm going to hell. Than to be deceiving myself. Common sense itself will tell you, if we finish this fasting, I watch them very carefully, especially when I work in the local government, you know that the way it's called Ilu Afa. Man, we meet girlfriend like this. I say we meet after fasting. During the fasting, you are making problem. You are arranging the sin you will commit, and you are doing that one to the only God. It is mockery. Catholic. Nobody to go and confess to Reverend Father. The Reverend Father himself smokes, drinks, live with women. So what is new? So by the time you narrate the OT to him, so you can say he married 40 times. And that is all for all the sins you are committed. God be merciful. such terrible religions. May God deliver us from all evil. Before this time, close. Now, the woman, which is called the or, in plain language, is Roman Catholic Church.
I'm looking for Jesus.
Now, the daughters are the denominations, including the one that is still being formed, and the one that will still be formed. They are all Alans. Now, we have heard of the interpretation of this one. This or. Now, these seven his, the prophet said, there is only one, only two cities that in the world that are set on seven mountains of his. Say, one of it is Cincinnati. Say, but this Cincinnati does not have any religious inclination at all. But we have Rome that's set on seven hills, or seven mountains. Here is to the mind that have wisdom. That is to be able to locate where this, the location of where this woman is located, where this church is. That is a or, the headquarters, the seat of the beast. The mind that has wisdom, and all these years, all these ages, people have been reading. They didn't bring it out. But when the prophet read by the Holy Spirit, because it is given unto him to interpret the scripture for our day, then he brought it out that it is Rome. Then number two, we read in chapter 13 that the one that has wisdom also, she also count the number of the beast. He said, because the number is 600, 3 score, and 6. Now, the prophet said that he has been this close to the seat of Pope, where the triple crown is set. And he saw what is written there. Like I said, I don't know why we study Roman figure. There are other countries that also have their own numerals. It's only this of Rome that was brought out. And it penetrated through every country. And it is taught in the primary school. Because the Lord has need of it. The prophet said, in that place, he said, this Vicaris Filii Dei. Whether V or U. All this are Romans. And we have to extract them and bring them out. This Roman figure is what? And this is? And C is? This one is 0. This one is 0. 1, 5,
Zero.
What is F? I'm asking you. What of L? Then? This one called? So, why you come and be counting here? 5 plus 1 plus 100 plus 1 plus 5. Huh? One plus 50 plus 1 plus 1 then 501, right? Now if you arrange it like this, 501 112 53, like this, like this, like this.
Talilegeta ile mefa.
Here is to the mind that has wisdom. Let him count the number of the beast. Because his number is 600, 3 score, and 6. It is only in this message that we have access to this group. Every other place, they are going to be rejoicing under the worship of idols, worship of devils. Now we have come thus far. Next Sunday or next time, we'll proceed. The beast. In that beginning, in the punishment that he was given, God says, thus shall be your meat. This beast today, even though he wears white with his cap, with whatsoever, if he goes to any country, instead of flower that they normally give to welcome presidents, it is the sand they have to give him first of that country. It is sand he will first of all kiss. Because thus shall be your meat. Though you wear white, nevertheless, God's word must come to pass. A prophet that God veiled to bring out this truth, to bring out this revelation. You think anybody will disagree with him and make the rapture? It is not possible. We are not saying that people will not make heaven. There are people outside of this message that we see go to heaven, but they will not be in the rapture. If they die, they will remain in the grave for 1,000 years until the rapture, 3.5 years and millennium of 1,000 years is passed. They will remain in the grave. But the first resurrection, which we are referred to as out resurrection, which is the first resurrection, is only for the bride, and the changing of the body is for the bride. Those brides are the ones that receive this revelation and they believe it and they live by it. They are the one that it is meant for. May the Lord be our help.
When Jesus comes,
Where do you think that life will lead you to? The prophet said, the life of a tumor we mold tumor. The life of cancer we mold cancer. The life of Christ we mold believers. Sons and daughters of God that live by his word. They don't curse. They don't keep malice. They don't fight. They don't tell lies. They don't abuse. They don't do fornication and adultery. They don't live unclean lives. There is a life in them that is making them to live holy. What life do you have inside of you? Supposing it happened today, how will you meet God? Will he say, well done? Or will he ask you why? With the opportunity I gave to you, I sent my prophet. I came in the form of the pillar of fire. I vindicated the prophet. My work came to you in simplicity. I inspired my prophet to store it in detail. For your sake, because you know that you are not here alive by then, and you will have need of it. With all that I made available to you, then why do you still live the life you live? Why do you still take your decision the way you decide? And remember that Christ knows all of us from the very bottom of our hearts. If you are the type that say that, let them say what they want to say, I will do what I want to do. Continue. Every road leads to a destination. God still give the genuine Holy Spirit today to those who are true in heart, to those who are honest in heart. If your heart is open this afternoon, you can receive that genuine Holy Spirit. Your faith can be anointed, and you will leave this place with a divine and supernatural assurance that you are passed from life to from death unto life, and nothing can shake you from it henceforth, depending on the condition of your heart. How do you look at this world? How do you view this message? Who do you call the messenger? Do you see an illiterate person trying to interpret the scripture? Or you see one man in the hands of God that Jehovah used to break his word in our generation? The thing that rich men, the nobles, want to know, they never knew. Commit yourself unto him. He knows your heart. He knows what you want to do. He knows your decision. He knows what you are planning to do that you have never even had time to execute. He knows. When you sincerely believe him, he knows. When you repent genuinely, he knows. He knows our intention. He knows all. And he said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man as his work shall be. He will give your reward to me, neither will he give mine to you. He knows everyone, and he will give to everyone according as their record is with him. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. We don't need security to approach to God. We have direct access to him. A little boy one time lay down and was counting ABC. And a man of God was passing by and saw the boy and said, little boy, I watch you. When you kneel down, it looked as if you were praying, that you wanted to pray. But I only had you reading ABC. And then you say, amen. He said, yes, sir. See, I lost my parents when I was very small. I was handed over to a woman that was cruel. And I said, when God helped me, because I wanted to talk to God, about my situation, about my condition. But I don't know how to communicate. I say, once I can learn the ABC, and I can just read it, every word is inside the ABC that God can put it together, because He knows my needs. He knows the condition of my heart. When He put it together, then He can give me my answer. The prophet said, that is very true. God gives with an honest heart. You don't need to learn grammar to talk. You can use your local language to talk to your Creator, the one that you can speak from the bottom of your heart and say, God, this is me. You know me in and out. There is nothing again between me and you.
While we are seeing prayer movement, and all heads are bowed, many are the altar. It's not a place of showmanship. It's a place where one have the opportunity to lay himself before God. Many times the prophet said also that our heart is our altar. Or even this altar cannot contain everybody. But do you have a need where you are? I want God to remember you. You just do as much as lift up your hand to God and holding your request in your heart. What the pastor pray for everyone.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time. We cannot thank you enough for the great and mighty things that you have done in our generation. Single-heartedly, you pulled us out to recognize what you have done. In the midst of so many claiming one thing or the other, there is none of them that you vindicated yourself with like you did with our prophet. You show unto us that this is the man that you have approved. And you told him he should store this message, that the bride will have need of it. Lord, we thank you for the storehouse. Everything that the prophet preached has been stored. And we have it today. And your servants, prayerfully on their knees, they go into the storehouse, take a portion of it, and feed your people with it. The prophet preached a sermon. It's a revelation, a book of symbols. It is written in symbols by the Spirit of God in the life of John. And you came in that same spirit in the life of William R. O'Brien to interpret them to us. Father, you know every one of us, both of us, many of us on the altar, and those that raise their hands. You know the thoughts of our hearts, you know our requests, you know our needs. Father, you have said in your word that whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received. And then shall we have it. Whatever those needs are, Father, meet us at the point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may you fill them, Lord. For you are the baptizer. Lord, those asking for refilling, may you refill them, Lord. Who are asking for physical or material needs, may you meet them at the point of their needs. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
This message has been ordained to be a blessing to us, to prepare us and make us ready for the glorious rapture.
Yes.
We are praying, Master, may he not stand a witness against any of us on the day of judgment.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Blessed be thy name. Having the privilege, O God, to present our knees before you at this hour, give us grace to believe you, that you have answered us, Lord.
Yes.
Until we see the manifestation of the answers, Lord, may we not take no for an answer.
Yes.
May we not listen to the whispering of the enemy.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Bless your Sabbath and replenish it for the virtue that has left it. While we look forward for the last service of the day, may the blessings be permanent.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. The Lord bless you. We meet today by 2 o'clock. And then we close 4.
We'll
call it a day. Shall we rise?
1:25.
The message of his
coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, era of the blessed appearance.